The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. The Ramsay Show podcast has achieved 1 billion podcast downloads, it's been revealed. The podcast has helped callers to pay off $500 million since it began 15 years ago. The Australian Radio Info website reports on the podcast sessions part of Radio Days Asia. The TV version of Dr. Death is being filmed in Albuquerque. True Native Media has doubled its ad sales team. The company helps podcasters drive revenue from advertising and partnerships. TalkSync is another way to make high-quality remote recordings using a mobile phone. Tom Webster writes about exclusives in podcasting and mentions a beignet, which is a New Orleans deep-fried pastry topped with sugar. Sounds good. Previous editions of Tom's newsletter have included Yoo-hoo, some form of sugary chocolate beverage from New Jersey, and nachos as well. We'd like to request Twinkies, please, in the next newsletter. French speakers might enjoy Podcast Bootcamp, a six-week course to launch and grow your podcast being advertised in the country. And Acast's SVP of Content, Susie Warhurst, highlights what she calls the most important relationship in podcasting, between the creator and the listener. It's a Monday, so time for some tech stuff. Satoshis.stream. That's a website address, and it's a very good one too. It's a new service that allows anyone to earn Bitcoin from their podcast. It uses the podcast value tag, but it has a tool to help if you can't add it to your own podcast's RSS feed, and way easier to use than previous services. I used it. I signed up Podland, which I put together with Sam Sethi, and within the first 12 hours, I've made 3,129 sats, which is $1.72. Meanwhile, Breeze, without an E at the end, B-R-E-E-Z, or indeed, if you like it better that way, B-R-E-E-Z, has a podcast value podcast player on both iOS and Android that works well and looks great. That allows you to contribute Bitcoin as you listen to your favorite podcasters. You'll find Pod News here as a podcast to listen to as well. We love it when a plan comes together. And PokerCast has published their protocol architecture. It promises that to create a true equal distribution and creator privileges, the POS plus POC dual consensus model is implemented on the runtime smart contract, and based on the POC, each podcast creator will enjoy his or her own rights and interests. We put it through Google Translate, but unfortunately that didn't help. And in podcast news, hello Buglers, Tiny Revolutions is new from The Bugle. Tiff Stevenson talks to creators about the art, politics and movements that have been revolutionary in influencing their lives and their work. The first guest on April the 7th will be Armando Iannucci from The Thick of It, or Veep. The Gargle was new from The Bugle last month, a satirical podcast about the week's news, much like The Bugle, but with no politics. It's hosted by Alice Fraser. And The Bugle was launched in 2007, a satirical podcast about the week's news, much like The Gargle, but with politics. It's hosted by Andy Zaltzman. And that's the latest from our newsletter. For all the links, we're at podnews.net.